the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, the 4th of October, 2011, and I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show. We are on KVOI AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and we're delighted to have our simulcast partners along, KJAA AM 1240 in Globe, our friends in Gila County listening there, and all of our friends in Cochise County. Listen to the Buckmaster Show on radio station KAPR AM 930 out of Douglas. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web. Our website is buckmastershow.com. Easy to remember. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com. Also, we archive our previous programs for your anytime listening pleasure. Plus, the Buckmaster Show can be heard anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. The Sentinel is Southern Arizona's online news service. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. Today's lineup, we will lead off with Dr. Donald Gates. He's heading up a new campaign called Healthy Pima. We'll find out what that is all about. Then at 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will be along with his Tuesday Money Maker Report. At the bottom of the hour, Joe Snell joins us. Mr. Snell heads up TRIO, the area's job development and retention organization. Then we'll close out the show. Kathy Arnold will be here. She's a vice president of Rosemont Copper. The Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven talk show, and we encourage you to be part of the conversation. It's very simple. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll-free from anywhere in North America 1-866-725-5467. You can also email your questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. And if you have a story idea or a particular guest that you would like to hear interviewed, we encourage you to contact us. Let's begin now with the Pima County Health Department launching a new public service campaign called Healthy Pima. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Donald Gates. Dr. Gates is the program manager for the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant for the Pima County Health Department. Dr. Gates, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
This is really a large grant. It's $15.7 million. Describe a little bit about how this grant came about.
The Communities Putting Prevention to Work program is a national initiative from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with the mission of preventing or reducing the spread of obesity and related chronic diseases in our country. We spend approximately $147 billion a year on obesity-related health care costs in the United States, and approximately half of that is Medicare and Medicaid spending. So the purpose of Communities Putting Prevention to Work is to try to institute policy, systems, and environmental changes that help make healthy choices easy choices, make it easier for us to be healthy.
There really are all sorts of opportunities associated with this grant, which goes through March, I believe, of 2012. Give us an overview of what's involved. I mentioned, started off by this public service campaign. These are public service announcements that are already airing, I understand, in Spanish and English for television, radio, and print here in this market.
That's correct. So the Healthy Pima initiative, and you can visit our website at healthypima.org, is intended to help both educate the community and provide them the tools they need to make small changes in their personal lives to help drive a healthier lifestyle, more opportunities for healthy eating, active living. The CPPW program that underpins Healthy Pima is focused throughout Pima County on every place we eat, live, pray, work. So we're involved in schools, social service agencies, work sites, food production, multiple venues across the board through our partners.
And we had Gene Zong from the Community Gardens Project. He's hoping that with some of this grant money, they can start up even some more of these community gardens, which are very popular here in Tucson. That's just really one small component. You're even going to try to expand, I guess, produce bars or salad bars, if you will, in the schools. And then there's the walking component. So many of us love to get out and walk, but there really aren't perhaps places that are safe to do that in their neighborhoods.
We have, as we've moved from a rural or agrarian society to a more urban society, lost many of those opportunities for activity in our regular daily lives. You know, we used to walk much more or bicycle much more, but now, based on how we've developed our communities, it's more difficult to do that. So now we have to make special concessions or make special allowances to be sure that we can incorporate activity into our everyday life. I mean, we have situations where there's residential streets that have high speed limits, limited shade, perhaps no sidewalk or easement. So when people want to walk or want to bike, it's difficult to find a place that you or I might feel comfortable with our 4-year-old or 8-year-old or 12-year-old, you know, as well as ourselves. So we have to accommodate things that we never used to have to worry about before. You mentioned community gardens. The Community Food Bank and Community Gardens of Tucson are working to greatly expand the amount of locally grown produce. Not only that, the food bank has expanded their farmers markets programs to incorporate more opportunities, not just to make produce available to us as consumers, but to provide a venue for local growers to subsidize their own gardens or farms to make a little money on the side by providing these healthy options.
This is stimulus money, and as you know, the knock on stimulus is these are only temporary jobs created, and I think we were talking right before we went on the air, it's about 75 jobs to start with, but mm-hmm. is the hope that what is created here will last beyond that expiration date of next spring?
There's no question that I think this is a novel use of stimulus funds in its effort to create lasting policy systems and environmental changes, things that will remain in place until someone acts upon them to remove them. By creating these sorts of policies, we mentioned the produce bars. By incorporating more produce bars in schools and encouraging the food service directors at those districts to make use of self-selected fruits and vegetables for their students, that will remain in place once they see that it's successful, affordable, and manageable. So it will remain until it's removed.
And it's not just obesity. It really goes beyond that problem. It's a huge problem indeed, but I mean, there are other health issues here we're talking about.
Oh, no question.
Diabetes.
Diabetes, cardiovascular disease, arthritis. Not only are there a whole host of issues that lead to death, literally, there's a number of quality of life concerns as well. You know, carry an extra 20, 30 pounds, you'll have more muscle soreness, more leg and back soreness, you're less able to be out and active, more fatigue, you're less productive as an employee, more general sick days. So part of our worksite wellness efforts are encouraging businesses and employers to either maintain or start new wellness programs. The nationwide, the return on investment for worksite wellness is $3 to $6 per dollar spent in increased productivity, decreased healthcare cost, decreased sick time. And one thing that I always like to point out is that a large number of insurance providers clearly recognize the value of preventive service as they underwrite it to a great degree. If an insurance company is willing to spend the money for preventive services, you know that it's got to be valuable.
Dr. Donald Gates is with us. Dr. Gates is the program manager for this Pima County Communities Putting Prevention to Work. It's a huge effort that is now underway, and I think one of the centerpieces, at least one of the crown jewels, is the launch of The Loop, which is more than 50 miles of car-free trails. That's coming up this month.
Correct. On October 22nd, we are dedicating having the celebration of the first linkage between the Santa Cruz and the Rito River Park systems, and we invite the public to attend. If you visit www.pima.gov/theloop, you can see the map, the trails that are available. Starting at about 8 o'clock, we invite you to come out to Flowing Wells District Park or Columbus Park, or the new Crossroads Marana Park to participate in this event. Come out, you'll have the opportunity to get some bicycle helmets, safety equipment for the kids, and then ride to the dedication site on these wonderfully paved trails that will occur at 10 o'clock.
And the so it is possible to do more than 50 miles without really running, worrying about a car.
Well, once the loop is complete, yeah. You'll have about 53 miles of continuous paved route. Now, that doesn't even take into account all of the, for lack of a better word, tributaries to the river parks, the bike routes that are on existing roads like Mountain and the Liberty Bike Boulevards, things of that nature, that will feed to the loop.
The Healthy Pima campaign, the initial PSAs, the public service announcements, are focusing on what? And then there'll be more, I guess, on different areas?
So the first flight is really talking about individual choices, things that you can do for yourself, for your family. And they're small changes, you know, things that we can accomplish. The second wave is going to start to look at some of those community barriers that we talked about briefly. Certain areas that have what are called food deserts. There's not an availability of healthy produce, healthy fresh food in certain areas. So we'll talk about how you can kind of overcome some of those sorts of issues. We also spoke about the difficulty in finding time to be active. So we address some of that in these public service spots on how to incorporate more activity into your daily life at your work site or at your place of worship.
Dr. Gates, thanks for being with us. For more information, go to, is it healthypima.org? Did I get that right?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, and we'll look for those public service announcements on radio and television and in print. Dr. Gates, thanks for being with us. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, coming up now on 16 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock, Shelley Fishman is waiting in the wings. He's got all sorts of fantastic moneymaker news for us. Shelley's next on the Buckmaster Show, Tuesday edition. Stay with us.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate. With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here's the man himself, Shelley Fishman, and he's the guy that I always recommend for financial advice, someone looking for a certified financial planner. There's no question, it's Shelley Fishman. Even if he wasn't a sponsor of this program, it would still be Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
Okay, Bill, how are you doing?
Giving you that glowing introduction.
I love it. Yeah, everybody else's market is in the tank today, but my market's really high.
Your market is up there. You know, did I read in the Wall Street Journal that we are down 17%? From the high, I think,
we're in bear market territory. That would be 20%.
Now, does that mean we're in double dip recession?
No. The markets don't. Theoretically, they're a leading indicator of where the economy is going. In this case, I don't think they are. But the recession definition is two quarters in a row of negative growth. We've had nine quarters or so of positive growth, though very, very slow growth.
But it is a question, I think, that does come up. People are confused a little bit about how the market and how that interacts with the word recession.
Well, you know, it's not like you get your newspaper in the morning and you look at the stock reports. Now, that ticker is there at the bottom of your television screen or on your iPad or whatever you use as personal communications tool. And so it's constantly kind of pounding you upside the head. And if you have several bad days in a row, it just gets to you. It does.
And we've talked a lot about consumer confidence. And I think for the short-term investment strategy, one word comes to mind, and that's play defense. Defensive. Okay.
It's defensive. In the short term, the only strategy you can elect if you need to have your portfolio protected because you're at or near retirement, or you just don't have the stomach for these ups and downs, then your investment strategy has to be a defensive investment strategy. That means you're going to settle for less potential gain in return for either guarantees or close to guarantees on cutting coupons, getting dividends, getting interest payments, buying investments that typically are not going to be very volatile and therefore are going to produce lower returns than you might expect if you were investing for the longer term.
But you can still make money. The name of our segment is Money Maker. You can make money
playing
defense.
You absolutely can make money. and without accepting risk. Look, you know, and during even during the crisis in 2008 and beginning of 2009, there were people out there making 30 and 40 and 50% return, but they were guessing exactly right on what sectors were going to win, or they were shorting the market. I mean, they were taking very high strategies. That's not what we're suggesting here. What we're suggesting is that you shouldn't be parking your dollars under your mattress. That is a sure way to simply lose, because there is some inflation. And if you take your money out of the market when it's down and then you miss the turnaround, then your recovery just isn't going to happen. But it doesn't mean that you need to be a deer in the headlights. It doesn't mean that you don't take action if you believe that the market is going to stay down for a while. If you do, you reallocate into a more defensive strategy. You settle for lower potential returns or more guaranteed returns through
different vehicles.
Yeah. Then when you feel things are going to get a little bit better, then you begin to allocate back into more aggressive or more equity-based investments. This is not timing the market, Bill. I'm not saying you do this on a daily basis. But you can't ignore these macro trends. You can't ignore what's going on in Greece. I mean, Greece just won't shut up. It won't be ignored.
They're going to have a huge demonstration of all the civil servants saying, you're not going to fire me. And I don't think they've fired anybody over there yet.
I think they're talking about 30,000 people. Okay. But they've figured out how to kind of lay them off, give them early retirement. Look. The Greeks are very upset about this, yeah. and they're protesting loudly that they're being made a scapegoat for the rest of the world's economic woes. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but I certainly know that they're not shutting up. As a result, they're being heard around the world, and the markets are voting against them right now.
A lot of winners and losers coming out of all of this.
Yeah, more losers in the last week or so than winners, that's for sure. The market downturn over the past 3 or 4 days is really across the board. There's no safe place to be. However, there are safer places than others. And so, the kinds of changes that I've certainly made in a number of my clients' portfolios is a much more, as I say, a defensive strategy that says, look, let's settle for 3 or 4%, or if you want to take a little more risk, 5 or 6%, and then when things are ready to turn around, then we'll get back in.
What do you advise for people with a 401k plan? What should they be doing at this point, Shelley?
Bill, that's a great question, because people think their 401ks are, on autopilot and they don't have to manage them. The 401k is as much your money as the stuff you've hidden under your pillow. It needs to be managed.
It's your money.
And the same rules apply. If you're 62 years old and you're getting ready to retire, your 401k needs to be allocated in a very conservative way. If you're 30 years old, leave it as aggressive as you want and don't watch it. But even if you're 30 years old and you believe we're entering a stagnant period, you can get online, you can put your 401k into a more defensive posture, and then a couple of months later, move it back to where you'd like to have it. It doesn't cost anything for you to do it. You do it online, or you ask somebody like me to help you, and you will wind up, in the long run, probably a lot better off.
But it does need oversight.
Sure. It's amazing how many people say...
Some people maybe have not taken a look at it in 10, 15 years.
Or they watch it go down and think that they have to watch it go down. Yeah. I don't get that.
You can be proactive with these things, and that's where people like yourself come into play. Certified financial planners, they're not all the same. It's a designation.
No, it's a designation. Yeah. We all have the same training,
right,
to get the certification. But then we all have, different emphasis in our practice and the way we treat people. By the way, I've written papers on the way we treat people, the way people should be treated, published papers that just say, when you're searching for a financial advisor, the chemistry between you and that person is very, very important. There has to be a relationship based on trust and honesty, and that advisor's willingness to listen.
Shelley, how do folks get a hold of you?
795-7950.
Shelley Fishman. He's with us every Tuesday at about 12:20. Shelley, thanks. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The Republican presidential race will remain focused on the existing field now that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has decided not to run. He says now is not the time. President Obama says the GOP's primary answer to the nation's job crisis has been one word: no. Mr. Obama spoke at a Democratic fundraiser in Dallas today as he attacked House Republican leaders for blocking an up or down vote on his entire jobs package. The House has passed a short-term spending bill that keeps the government running for 6 weeks and buys time for future budget negotiations. The 352-66 vote sends the measure to the president. Apple has introduced its next-generation iPhone. It's the 4S, and it is more of an upgrade than an entirely new phone. At last report, Apple stock down about 4%. More details at srnnews.com.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it, but let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit pyramidfcu.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
1234 on the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, the voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And then our simulcast partners in Globe and in Douglas, we have Southern Arizona covered from one end to the other. Well, every couple of weeks here on the Buckmaster Show, we introduce you to a leader of some of Tucson's largest companies and organizations. It's the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TRIO, offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of nearly 40 companies in the Tucson area, representing nearly 11,000 jobs and a $2 billion economic impact. For more information, visit trioaz.org. And speaking of TRIO, we welcome to the Buckmaster Show Joe Snell. Mr. Snell is the president and CEO of Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities, known as TRIO. Joe Snell brings 24 years of experience leading regional economic development organizations to an agency focused on the coordination of all economic development activities in Southern Arizona. Joe's had a very successful career. He was up in Denver, Metro Denver Network. He was the president up there. He has worked with organizations in Kansas and New Mexico. And it's safe to say Joe Snell has focused on the development in his career of long-range strategies and the creation of infrastructure designed to capture high-wage opportunities with an inclusive community-based approach. Joe Snell, welcome to the Buckmaster Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations, Joe. You had a very successful annual luncheon last Friday. I believe it was pretty much sold out, over 600 people. What was your message concerning economic development to those attending?
Well, the message is we've got to go earn it and compete more aggressively than we've ever thought before. So, that was really, in a nutshell, what we were trying to get across. That, yes, the recession has been very hard on Arizona and Tucson, shedding nearly 300,000 jobs, but we do have opportunity buried in that, but we've got to earn it.
How do we attract high-wage jobs? And as I said in the intro, that's pretty much what your career has been about, hasn't it, Joe, over the past quarter century? It's always been about trying to get some high-wage jobs to whatever community you are serving.
To be straightforward, it's not necessarily all about attracting jobs. It's really about creating wealth opportunities. When a company is profitable, they hire. When they're not, they don't. So part of it is creating an infrastructure, a system that companies can prosper in, and part of that understands what the drivers are that influence companies and make sure that you're competitive.
TRIO, and you had a big win. We've got to talk about that, and gladly so, with the announcement about Bombardier. They've already hired, since the first of the year, over 100 high-paying jobs. That was a big win for Tucson. How important was it for you to go back to the Paris Air Show and do some networking at that air show, and how did that result in perhaps paying off?
Yeah, well, it was important. From every decade, from 1950 to the start of the recession, Bill, in 2007, Arizona ranked as a top five state for job growth, income growth, and population growth. But since the recession in 2007, Arizona has hovered near the bottom in all three of those categories. What that means is, for 57 years, our economy has been built on in-migration, growth, if you will. And the result has been an over-reliance on real estate construction, tourism, and other growth-related industries for revenues. And in essence, it's caused a seismic shift in our economy and how we compete. So going forward, we must accept that we live in a new era, and there's a new landscape, and we have to compete with a different value proposition. And part of that value proposition means being much more aggressive in going after companies, going where the decision makers are. So we did. We went to Paris. We brought two people to land on the ground, and it's the world's biggest air show, and we had an opportunity to meet with Bombardier officials, and the result was positive. As you've noted, they've hired 116 people. We have some potential opportunity to harvest many more jobs, in, not with Bombardier, but in the commercial aerospace arena. But that, I think that's important, that you got to go to the customer and you got to be aggressive. I can tell you our near some of our competitors, Huntsville, Alabama, brought nearly 40 people. So this is sort of new territory for Tucson. I think my point is, for years we've sort of laid back and let growth happen, and it's time to go out and earn it, and that means you got to go be aggressive on the sales and marketing side.
Joe Snell, what do the site selectors and corporate real estate personnel, what are they looking for now when they choose a location? Has that changed over the years?
It's changed. The highest important issues for them, the issues of highest importance are the ability to track workers. That hasn't changed. That's been in place for about 10 years. Can companies ask them the question, can I fill the specific jobs that I have, and that consistently is the number one issue. Can I attract a workforce? And a lot of issues fall into that. How strong is the K-12 system? Do we have good transportation infrastructure? That's a mobility issue, moving our people back and forth. Do we have a vibrant downtown? Other issues that are important that are somewhat tied to that, do we have a strong research university? And another important issue is cost reduction, and state and local incentives are definitely much more in play than they were years ago. And then I said, again, infrastructure. Do we have an adequate infrastructure? Factors that have slipped in importance since the recession are climate, outdoor recreation, cultural amenities. The good news is we have many assets that are important to these companies. The university is a strong partner, and that's helping us fill technical jobs. But to be frank, we've also made our bones on a lot of these quality of life assets, and those are diminishing in importance. So we need to adjust with that, and that's what I mean by a changing value proposition.
Yeah, I think you're right, Joe Snell, about climate. The climate's great, but it's not necessarily money in the bank, is it?
I can't differentiate a market over climate. So.
The Sun Corridor concept is something that's being talked about more and more. You had ASU President Michael Crow. He was your keynote speaker at the TRIO luncheon. This concept, are you going to translate that into some marketing with perhaps new commercial, and what's the bottom line with this?
Well, and it's something we've embraced now. We've been working through it to a really embracing a one-market concept for about 18 months. The reality is corporations don't choose jurisdictions. They choose markets. And we happen to sit in one of the what they call megapolitan regions, which is a corridor really from Prescott to the north to Tucson to the south. And frankly, it's smart to do this, to see ourselves as one market. We can go out and compete against foreign countries, compete against these other megapolitan markets. We got to get you interested in the Sun Corridor first, and then we can compete for site selection. We're the southern end of that. And what it does is it allows us to increase our asset base. For example, we called on a company not too long ago. He likes Tucson, but he was a huge NFL fan out of the East Coast. And, you know, something important is I didn't have to tell him we don't have an NFL team. We do. It's just 90 miles further to the north. So we're really increasing our asset base by doing that. And we launched 18 months ago a lot of joint marketing with our counter group in Phoenix. We've actually share a contractor on the ground in California to call on companies. We do a lot of marketing. Most recently, Bill, you referred to it, I challenge our staff to produce a TV commercial because we know which industries will shape our future. We also know which geographic targets exist. Well, part of that aggressive approach to things is I wanted to bombard those markets, saturate them, if you will, with some really positive messages of Tucson and the Sun Corridor as a business hub, not a place for tourism, not a place to come vacation, but as a business hub. So we produced a commercial, if you will, that we plan on running in a variety of channels, in flights, on airplane flights, coming into different markets. We'd like to run it in hotels and on cable networks across the country. It's time for us to really claim our position as a growing business market, if you will.
Joe, I've only got about a minute left, but there is a change here in thinking, too, about Phoenix was the big rival and all of that. And it sounds like Phoenix, your counterparts up there working with Tucson and realizing that, hey, we're all in Arizona together.
Well, we all share the same last name. And frankly, the value proposition between Tucson and Phoenix, there is some differences, but from outside markets, it's the same value proposition. So this is about leveraging resources, not duplicating. Once we get you interested in Arizona, I feel comfortable. We'll go head-to-head any day of the week with anybody, but we got to sell you first on Arizona.
Joe, it's been, 6 years since you've been heading up Trio? That's you've had a pretty good run, and I'm sure you're looking for what's coming up. And what's at the top of your agenda?
Well, again, being aggressive on the sales and marketing side of things. But the other thing we're really pushing for is, as a community, we have got to improve our product going forward. Because all the sales efforts you have, if you don't have a competitive product coming on the back end, we're not going to last very long. We have got to address our mobility and look at our road system over the next several years, because we're going to continue to grow and we've got to get ahead of that curve. We have got to continue to find a way to support higher education because that is a key driver for us. We have got to improve our perception of the K-12 system, which is really an anchor that's dragging us down. Building momentum on the downtown efforts, improving the aesthetics, something we'd like to see. We have got to clean some things up and present ourselves. So improving our product, aggressive sales. We've got a ton of work. There's no doubt, as a community, as others do, but we've got to embrace this post-recession market and position ourselves to compete. I do think, though, that if we are tenacious, if we're focused and we're outcome-driven, that the challenges are significant, but the bounty can transform this community and this economy like we've never seen.
Joe Snell, thank you very much for being on the CEO interview series presented by Trio. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. 12:46 on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us. Kathy Arnold is waiting to talk with us about Rosemont. That's next.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialist and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Well, 50, it's the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. The long-delayed draft environmental impact statement for the Rosemont Mine will be released in time for the first of 6 public meetings. Those meetings will begin October the 22nd. They will run through January the 7th. There are a couple of venues here in Tucson. There's one in Elgin, Arizona. There's one in Benson and down in Sahuarita. So the whole area around Rosemont will be covered with these meetings. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Kathy Arnold. Kathy is Rosemont Vice President for Environmental and Regulatory Affairs. Kathy, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for having me today.
So this is timely to have you today. I know this is something that you all have been waiting for at Rosemont.
Yeah, this is really exciting for us. This moves the process forward. It's the next step, and it's an important part of the process. So we're really excited about it.
Tell me about what's going to be going on here.
Well, the draft environmental impact statement is basically a draft statement of impacts that are going to happen from the project, and it can be good and bad impacts, and it's impacts on the human environment, not just the bugs and bunnies part of it. And so what will happen is the Forest Service will publish this document. It'll talk about what the project is going to look like, what their preferred alternative would be, what some of the mitigations will be, and then it gives the people the chance to talk about their pros and cons on it. So it's really the public part of this process.
And how important are the public comments weighed by the Forest Service?
Every comment has to be addressed. So what'll happen is they'll take each comment in, and sometimes they get form letters, and they'll take the form letters, and that's one comment. But what'll happen is each comment is addressed in the process, and they will respond to it with either a, hey, we didn't look at this, we need to look at it further, or this is covered in this section of the draft, we appreciate your interest. And sometimes there's new stuff that comes in for ideas, which is really good.
Now, it's a 90-day public comment period, so you're saying basically every comment is going to be very important and weighed.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
The first public meeting, October 22nd, that's the Desert Diamond Conference Center in Sahuarita. The first one in Tucson will be November the 12th, Palo Verde High School in Tucson, and then there'll be another Tucson event at Empire High School. So there are going to be a couple of Tucson events.
Yeah. Actually, there's two down in Sahuarita to cover the Sahuarita Green Valley area, it looked like. The one out in Empire is towards Vail, which is the other important constituency for this project, and then the one in Tucson to make sure that everybody downtown gets it. So they've tried to spread them out, it looks like.
The county, of course, denying the air permit for Rosemont. Were you surprised about this?
Not at all. Not at all. It's terrible to say that.
After all, the Pima County Board of Supervisors, they're on record against the Rosemont mine. They don't like the project. They've made no bones about that. So I think anybody who's followed this story for a while was not at all surprised about this.
I'd be surprised if people were surprised.
What does it mean to Rosemont?
It means that we've actually got some action from the Pima County Air Quality Control District, and we have some things that we can do now. it was a way for us to look at it and move the process forward. There's a lot of hype about this permit because it's the one that's publicized. You don't hear about the 50 other permits that we have to get, that people are actually just doing their job. It's this one permit where people are doing what they can to slow the process down.
Could the Pima County Board of Supervisors kill the Rosemont project?
No, the Pima County Board of Supervisors does not have authority over the Air Quality Control District, and so they are not supposed to weigh in. We actually sent somebody down to the board when there was starting to be noise out of the administrator's office that he was going to delay our air permit to remind them that that's not part of the process. This is set down in law. So it's a pretty straightforward process when people follow the rules.
Last week here on the Buckmaster Show, we had a representative for the Center for Biological Diversity. They were talking about all the water quality and water pollution concerns they have. Are those concerns justified?
You know, concerns are always justified. We have to look at it and make sure that there's no problem. We believe we've done that. And we've looked at the different materials that we're going to use. We've looked at the different stormwater runoff opportunities that are going to happen. We've looked at how we're going to control things. And we're going to put down the liners and the controls that are necessary to make sure we don't have water pollution problems. So.
And there was also some questions about the jobs themselves. Are these permanent jobs or are they temporary jobs?
Well, is 20 years permanent or temporary? And that's the problem. People are characterizing your jobs that are 20 years, that will employ a whole generation of people, as temporary. And it's not appropriate.
As far as fixing up the giant hole, what can be done? I mean, I think you call that, what, the remediation efforts?
We actually will have, there's two different parts to that. The open pit is going to remain an open pit, and right now there is no plan to do anything more than that than to make it safe and stable. And the Forest Service has some mitigation things that they've been talking about, and I'll be interested to see how they show up in the draft. Some coloration and some additional benching opportunities and some planting of materials to make it look more natural on the pieces that are visible to the public. The other part of it is the reclamation project, and the reclamation piece is taking the landform that we're going to build, and that's basically the rock and the tailings material from the mill, and how we're going to slope that, plant plants and trees on it, and how to make it look more natural. So there's really two parts to it.
This process has been going on since?
We've turned the first mine plan of operations in 2006, and the one that was accepted to move forward was turned in July of 2007. So depending on which way you look at it, it's either been 4 full years and a little, or going on a little over 5. So it's a long process.
Do you expect the process to go on a few more years, or what is your timetable at Rosemont showing?
Our timetable would be to be working in construction mid-year next year. So we're going to work as hard as we can to make sure that the Forest Service has all the information that they need to process our permit application and move this process forward. So ideally, we'll be in construction mid-year next year.
Do you think that's possible?
I have to believe it's possible. We're working towards that, and if everybody does their job, there's no reason that it won't work that way.
What happens after these public hearings? What's the next step?
The next step is for the Forest Service to take all of those comments, and they have a team that comes in and analyzes the comments and categorizes them. And then they respond to each comment and make sure that they've covered all the issues and make sure that there's not something out there that they didn't look at. And then they take that and turn it into an actual permit, a final EIS that lists what came out and what's there. But then ultimately it results in a record of decision. And that record of decision is the actual, this is how you will operate this facility. And it's based on all the information that they got from us, all the information that they got from their cooperating agencies, all the information that they got from the public throughout this process.
And, you know, the comments to the Arizona Daily Star after the Pima County turned down the air quality permit pretty much split even, and I would say we had a lot of calls on this program last Friday also split down the middle. Do you think people's minds are pretty much made up on this issue?
You know, I think that they are. I think we have a real great following. We have a lot of people who support us. I think that people are deluding themselves if they think that we don't have support in this community. People need work, And that's one of the biggest attractions for us, are 400 jobs. There are a lot of jobs, plus all the support jobs that'll come into it. But the other part of it is it's a small vocal minority of people who oppose us. And so you'll hear and see the same people over and over and over again. And it starts to show that we have a more diverse level of support than people would think.
Kathy Arnold, thanks for being on our program.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Kathy Arnold with Rosemont. She's a Vice President for Environmental and Regulatory Affairs. The Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger, and Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to wrap it up today for the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition. We invite you to tune in tomorrow at noon. We'll be live right here at KVOI AM 1030. The Voice. Have yourself a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas, and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.